This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An iconic building that touches the memory of hundreds of thousands of people. A building of mass proportion. A building that is located in a part of town that begs for love. A building that for this city is so much more than a building. A building that represents opportunity for revitalization, economic growth, innovation, and most importantly, progress. Maybe slow in realization, however, great things are worth waiting for. The announcement by the LSU Board of Supervisors this past week outlining the approval to redevelop Old Charity, a 1 million square foot building sitting vacant since 2005, I think represents one of the most challenging and exciting revitalization projects in this city for a long time. This project could serve as the impetus for future development, which would connect pockets of success in adjacent areas, and no doubt the city needs this to happen. The momentum has started, and let's hope the success has continued to build upon themselves so that hundreds of thousands more are touched by its success. Michael Heck, from President and CEO of GNO Inc., joins us. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Newell. So well said, so eloquent. I don't think I have anything else to say except what he said.
No, Michael, really. I don't think, and you tell me, is that an overstatement by any stretch of the imagination?
No, it's not. There are a lot of superlatives that you could use about Charity, but just at a basic level, it is the single biggest, in terms of space, historic rehabilitation project that's available in the country today. And then if you look at it geographically, look at where it sits in the heart of New Orleans, you begin to realize that it's actually been a bit of an urban blind spot for many years, certainly for the 14-plus years since Katrina. But really, in many ways, it's been underdeveloped from before that. And so if we're able to fill that in with a building that is catalytic in and of itself by being host to Tulane and to housing and to businesses, and then it's catalytic for the area around it, you're going to be filling in that urban blind spot, filling in that kind of hole in the donut of downtown, and it's going to connect the sports and entertainment district of the Superdome down to the revitalized Canal Street, across to what's happening with the revitalized CBD, and then, of course, the billions of dollars in the medical district. It's incredibly significant. It's not overstatement.
So, Michael, I know you've been involved in talking to all of the parties. Tell us a little bit about what's is projected to go into this structure and a little bit about the partnership. It seems as though we have some folks that are willing to invest money here that are substantial.
That's correct. And so you've got the local partners who are here, who are part of the group, but then the external partner is a group from Israel called El-Ad. And they're known for doing catalytic projects around the world where they go in with patient capital and they have a long-term vision. So they're, by reputation, the perfect partner to go in here. So that was an important part of the evolution. But now that you have Tulane making a commitment of putting 400,000 square feet into the building, that's going to be housing, classroom space, offices, labs, that really is the part that gets me incredibly excited. Because once Tulane makes that commitment, then you're going to see others coming around there to be part of what Tulane is doing. And in a larger way, it means that Tulane is recognizing that its future is going to be investing in downtown New Orleans. And I think that augurs well for both Tulane and for New Orleans. If you want an example of this, you can look at what ASU, Arizona State University, has done by investing in downtown Phoenix and has totally revitalized that city.
Yeah, and ASU not only there at the home campus, but they have internet courses around the world. I mean, they've really taken off in that as well. And it may be that Tulane and others have that same concept that they're thinking about as well, right?
Well, that's right. If you look at what ASU has done, it's gone from being kind of the number one party school in the country, maybe even greater than Tulane used to be, to now being one of the most innovative, regularly beating schools like MIT and Stanford in ranks of innovation and patents and such. And they've done that by being market responsive and by being cross-disciplinary. And if you talk to President Fitz at Tulane, the basis of his vision for the future of the school is by being nimble, being cross-disciplinary, and by being market responsive. And I think his move of the school to downtown, or the growth of the school into downtown, is part of him wanting to be in a very physical way responsive to the market.
Michael, when we talk about medical tourism, does that play a role in all of this development as well?
No, it absolutely does. And if you want kind of the gold standard of that, you can look over at Houston, where the MD Anderson Medical Center, which started, to be fair, back in the 40s, is now a global hub, particularly for cancer care. And the measure of that, the impact of that, is that one quarter of all of the hotel stays in Houston are medical related, are medical destination tourism. And so what we need to do here in our region, using our extraordinary facilities like Ochsner, like LCMC, like Tulane, like the VA, is determine what is the reason why people are going to travel to our market from around the region and around the country and around the world. One idea that I've always liked is neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's. With the population over 65, doubling by 2050, diseases like this, which unfortunately don't have a cure right now, are going to be growth diseases. And there's already a lot of research and work that's being done at places like Tulane and LSU and Ochsner, and even in venues like the NFL, where they're dealing with repetitive head trauma, or with VA with traumatic brain injury, where we could potentially be a leader in treating and finding a cure for diseases like dementia and Alzheimer's. And that, I think, would lead to destination tourism, which would create thousands of jobs and a lot of spend in the region and in the state.
I understand there's also going to be other additional housing units within the facility, as well as the possibility of some short-term rentals, which seems to be an appropriate place for that. But also adjacent buildings that are sitting vacant that will be possibly redeveloped as well.
That's right. You're going to see a mix of housing. But I think what's so important that we do here, and I give a lot of credit to the effort that's being led by Andy Copeland over the Greater New Orleans Foundation, is now that the building is being redeveloped and Tulane is committing to go into it, that area is going to develop, and it's going to develop really quickly. And so what we have to do, Newell, is what I would call is plan for success. Know that people are going to want to be there. And so if the vision is that we want to have mixed housing and affordable housing and allow people who are working in the district to be able to live in the district, then we've got to be able to have, we've got to start planning for that housing now and use mechanisms like land banks to ensure that there's going to be affordable housing in the district. Make sure that there is transportation into the district for people who are not actually living there but want to work there. And so I think having this planning for success mentality is a way of ensuring that we don't look back in 5 years and say, it developed, but it really hasn't achieved our full vision for providing access for everybody who wants to live and work there. So I think that's got to be our next step now, is planning for success.
And that's simply exploiting those opportunities, because sometimes they don't always reveal themselves. And if you don't do the work to try and uncover that and have that strong strategic plan, sometimes there's no going back.
Yeah, let me give you an example of that that was had here recently. If you look at the Lafitte Greenway, the Lafitte Greenway has been an enormous success, but it's also been a success for everybody that develops properties along the Greenway. They've seen the value of their properties skyrocket because of the amenity of the Greenway. If we had put in some mechanism previously that anybody that built along the Greenway had an additional assessment that was essentially a payback to the city, to government, for the investment of the Greenway, that could have actually used the success of the Greenway to create more funds for future amenities. But we didn't do that. And so it's still good that we have the development along the Greenway, but we've kind of lost that opportunity for an additional revenue stream. We didn't really plan for success as well as we could have, in my opinion.
Yeah. I know that strategy has been deployed in other areas of the country and have been very successful in accelerating the success of the project and bringing these amenities a lot sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and let me give you kind of an overarching vision of the area around Charity. We use the term a lot, calling it an innovation district. And what we mean by that is that it doesn't need to necessarily just be medical. If you look at the buildings along Poydras Street, which are contiguous to the property, you have DXC Technology there, right? The biggest economic development win in New Orleans and Louisiana history with 2,000 technology jobs coming in. You have a number of other tech firms that are coming around there. You're going to have the university. You've got Ochsner with a presence across the street, LCMC, LSU. And so what we want to do at NOVIC, the Bioinnovation Center, so what we want to do is create an environment where people come not just for medical treatment, but to do research and to develop products that are at the cutting edge in terms of innovation across the spectrum. And if we do that, again, we're going to create a catalytic region which is going to create jobs and create wealth, not just directly related to medical and biomedical, but for generations that are invested in technology in a much broader sense. So I think this idea of talking about it as an innovation district is the right way to talk about it, as opposed to more narrowly, it's just a medical district.
Absolutely. Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc., thank you so much for joining us. I know you just got back in town. Hectic schedule. I think you're headed out to the airport. Congratulations on that. It's a big day for New Orleans today.
It's a big day. I was in Montreal yesterday on our first flight to Montreal, went out eight international flights, and now I'm about to go to the opening of the airport. And I got to tell you, Newell, I knew that it was going to be big and bright and new, but it's just spectacular. I think it might, in fact, be the most elegant mid-sized airport in the country and one in the world right now. We're very fortunate to have it.
Can't wait to see it. Thank you so much, Michael. Have a great day.
Thanks for the time, Newell. Appreciate you.
We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.